Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, hallelujah. God is good. God is great. God is great. God is good. we do. Every morning we bless the Lord every day. Every day we thank the Lord. Every day is a good day. Every day that the Lord has made, because there is no day unless the Lord made it. Amen. So we want to say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah for our rising, our shining. Father God, our going forth. Father God, ordering our steps, leading us, guiding us, and directing us in the way that we should go. We thank you, Father God. We thank you. We thank you for another opportunity, Father God, to be fed by the word, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And your word will never return into your void, but it will always accomplish absolutely everything that you have sent it forth to do. So this, we honor you, we bless you, and we praise you for blessing our services on today. Father, that you and you alone will be glorified, your people edified. Satan is already horrified, and Jesus Christ is Lord. And Father, we pray now that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And we say amen again. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We want to thank each and every one of you for being here on today, here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries with Jesus Christ as Lord. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda, and it is my pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom on this day. Amen, amen, and amen. Our scripture reading for this day will be found in Ephesians chapter number 2, and we want to begin in verse number 1. Glory be to God. And it reads like this: "And you have he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversations in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, have quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and have raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Amen, amen, amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God on this day. Amen. We want to talk to you from a subject on this morning: living from the top. Living from the top. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Beloved, amen. We want to thank God, amen, for our positional, amen, position in Christ Jesus. And the scripture tells us, glory be to God, that he hath quickened us who were dead in trespasses and sins. So the moment that we gave our life to Christ by faith, amen, we were born again. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And thank God for that. Amen. We're still in the flesh. Amen. Still on earth. Amen. For some time. Amen. Don't know how much more time, but whatever it is, we're still here. Amen. But spiritually, positionally, we've been quickened. Amen. We were in disobedience. We're not in disobedience anymore. Amen. We were on the opposite side of heaven. Amen. But not anymore. Amen. We were living in darkness. Amen. But not anymore.
Amen. That was times past. That was in the past when we lived according to the prince of the power of the air. Well, the Bible tells us that Satan is the prince of the power of the air. Glory be to God. The children of disobedience, they live in his kingdom. There's two kingdoms, beloved, in this universe. Amen. We have the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. Well, God definitely is not the prince of darkness because, amen, in him is no darkness at all. Amen. And it says that among whom also we had our conversations in time past. We were all born in sin and shapen in iniquity. Amen. But that was the past. That was then. This is now, when we were in the lust of the flesh and fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. For we know that Satan comes, amen, it's three ways into our lives. It tells us in the first book of 1 John, amen, he comes in either through the lust of the flesh, amen, he comes in through the lust of the eyes, or the pride of life. Amen. So that is our nature. We are naughty by nature. That's our natural nature. Glory be to God. When Nicodemus came to Jesus by night, and Nicodemus had a question. He wanted to know, how can a man be born again? Can a man be entered back into his mother's womb? And Jesus said, no, you can't go back into your mother's womb when she pushed you out. Amen. After carrying you for 9 months. He said, but that which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Amen. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. Amen. And so we thank God for that encounter. Amen. When we embrace the grace and the mercies of God through that wonderful, precious gift of salvation. Amen. And verse 4 tells us God, who is rich in mercy. Oh, he's not poor or average in mercy, but God is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us. John 3:16 tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Verse number 5 says, even when we were dead in sins, he hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Oh, the grace of God, his grace and his mercy has set us free. But when we were saved, beloved, positionally, we were raised up together and made to sit together in heavenly places in Christ. So we are living in two worlds simultaneously as a born-again believer. You're living on earth and you're living in heaven right now, today. Not when you transition, not when you die, not when you take your last breath. For those of us who are believers and followers of Christ, we are living and two realms. Oh, glory be to God, the natural and the spiritual. My God, hallelujah. Glory be to God. So this is our position, that we are positionally placed in Christ. Colossians chapter number 3, verse number 1, and it reads like this. It says, since you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, seating at the right hand of God. We're already there. Satan is already under your feet. If you're sitting in heavenly places right now, well, Satan is not in heaven. Huh? He has access to and fro, but he don't live in heaven, can't get in heaven. He was already in heaven and got expelled. Homeboy was evicted out of heaven. He don't get a second chance. Come on, somebody. So the Bible says that we are in Christ. In Christ. Now, there are two important truths that all Christians need to learn and understand. And I come to you today, amen, so that you can get the understanding. He says, in all you're getting, get understanding. Okay? So the first is our position in Christ. And the second is our condition in Christ. Glory be to God. Our position in Christ. Well, beloved, our position is the glorious, the unchangeable union that we have with the Lord Jesus. This is a spiritual position that has a greater reality than the world in which we live. It's more real than the table you're touching or the chair that you're sitting in. We are in Christ. And we are effectively already seated with him in heavenly places. We are placed in this eternally. It's a perfect position the moment we believed in Christ. We were baptized into the body of Christ. We were positioned in Christ, in union with Christ. It is a privileged position. We can never improve on this position, for we are perfect. We can never lose it. We can never remove ourselves from this position, for the Spirit set his seal on us. We are sealed until the day of redemption. And then he came to permanently indwell our bodies. Know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God? Beloved, what a privileged position. Those baptized into this position by the Spirit at rebirth are seen as perfect as Christ. Believers in Christ are forgiven. Their sins are forgiven. And they are clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Christians are made sons of God. We are given eternal life. And we are seen by God as perfect. This is our position. It's a blessed position. This is our position in Christ. And God sees us as perfect through Christ's own perfection. See? But, beloved, our position in Christ is not the same as our condition in Christ. Our condition relates to our current situation as we journey through our life. Our condition as we travel through life may seem to conflict with our position in him. Our eternally exalted position in Christ may seem to contradict our condition in Christ. The things that we are facing, beloved, may seem to contradict our perfect heavenly position. Beloved, you must understand that our position in Christ is instantaneous. The moment you believe, you were positioned. See, but our condition in Christ takes time to join our position in Christ. It's called the process of sanctification. Beloved, we are a work in progress. Somebody say, please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. Beloved, it's not how we begin, it's how we end. Amen. He tells us, glory be to God, work out your full salvation. Glory be to God, for he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Positionally, we are eternally perfect already, and it is impossible to improve our position. At rebirth, beloved, we are irrevocably placed in a perfect position of permanence in Christ. At our rebirth, we are newborn believers, just like a woman gives birth to a baby. But we have to learn the Christian life the same way a baby has to learn how to be an adult, how to be a responsible adult. We have to learn that in God's kingdom. At rebirth, we are babes in Christ, and we have to grow in grace, and we have to learn obedience. Jesus Christ learned obedience. We learn obedience, beloved, by our mistakes. We learn obedience by the things we suffer. We have to learn obedience. A child of God learns, a baby learns that stove is hot. He's going to really learn if it touches it why it's hot. A new believer is a work in progress who needs to grow into spiritual maturity. So, beloved, I want you to understand today that our position and our condition are two opposite sides of the same Christian life. We are positionally complete in Christ, but we are conditionally, see, to be conditional, beloved, we have to grow in grace. Never confuse passages about our condition with passages about our position. Rather, beloved, remember that your position in Christ, glory be to God, and you have to trust, you are positioned in Christ, but you have to trust him in every condition that you face. Oh, it's not a sin to be tempted. Hallelujah. It's only when we yield to the temptation. Write it down on this morning, beloved. Position is instantaneous. Condition is a process. But nevertheless, it is all by grace. All by grace. Beloved, we are children of the light. And this is the score. This is it right here. Before we were saved, we were absorbed with me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and I, me. That was before our salvation. But once we were born again, we were positioned in Christ. We were positionally pure. Everything perfect. Sealed. The righteousness of God. Since then, you were risen with Christ. He says, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God, and let us grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For in Christ we are all quickened, in Christ we are all raised up, and in Christ we are all made to sit together with him. But the Bible says in our scriptures, for ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. For though you were sometimes darkness, now are ye light in the Lord. So walk as children of light. We have to walk. See, even though you are positioned in Christ, in heavenly places in Christ. But because of your condition, beloved, that does not negate the fact that we have an obligation to walk in the Spirit. We still have an obligation to live right. We still have an obligation to do right because of our condition in Christ. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Our position in Christ is secure, eternal salvation, steadfast as the eternal character of God. Whatever our life condition, we are exhorted to hold fast to our positional truth. That's it. That's settled. That's done. We are to believe the truth that is laid out in the word of God. We are to trust his word. But, beloved, let's get the whole truth. Sometimes we want to give you half the truth and you want to run with part the truth, but it's God's will for you to get the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So Jesus said, I am the truth. The whole truth of the matter is, even though we are positioned with Christ in God, we are secure in Christ in God, but we are also to live the truth. We are to live our lives unto the Lord in Christ. And so this is why, beloved, hallelujah, the Bible tells us, amen, hallelujah, that we are conditional. We have our positional position. You are secured the moment you give your life to Christ. You are risen with Christ at that moment. But now, what about the conditional part?
You're still here on earth. You still have a work to do. You still have to represent Christ. And this is why he tells us in the next verse, Colossians chapter 3, verse number 2, he says, glory be to God. He said, but set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. Seek the Lord. He says, if verse number 2 says, glory be to God, hallelujah, Colossians 3 and 2, let us look at that. Let us look at it. Turn with that with me in your Bible. Amen. Glory be to God. Or write it down. Amen. So you can go back to it. Amen. After the message. Amen. Turn with me to Colossians. Amen. Chapter number 3, verse number 2. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It says here, set your minds. Glory be to God. Set your minds on things above. Things above. Not on things of the earth. Why? Because you're risen with Christ. So conditionally, you ought to be thinking a certain way. Conditionally, you ought to be living a certain way. Just because you are positionally in Christ doesn't mean you live any kind of way you want to live and walk any kind of way you want and make any choices you want to make thinking it's okay because you're still going to heaven when you die. See, conditionally, he says in verse number 2, he says, verse number 1, since you are risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting on the right hand of God. Seek those things. Seek, seek, seek. Well, you said I'm in heaven already. Yes, glory be to God. But conditionally, you still have to seek. Seek the Lord. Seek him. Glory be to God with your whole heart. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. Seek Matthew 6 and 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek the kingdom above all else. Live righteously and he will give you everything that you need. Seek him. Glory be to God. This is your conditional responsibility. Glory be to God. The will of God is not automatic. When you have sought me with your whole heart, then ye shall find me. Verse number 2, set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. We're not supposed to be living for the world because we're going to leave the world. We are ambassadors of heaven where we're already seated. Glory be to God. It's not a paradox, beloved. We ought to be focused, amen, on the things of heaven. We ought to be focused on home, not on things of the earth. Why? The things of the earth are going to pass away. It's all temporary. Glory be to God. So what, we don't love the world. We don't love the things of the world. But we love God with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul, all of our strength. He is first. We seek him. We seek his will. We seek his kingdom, not the things of the world. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Psalms 16 and 11 says, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Matthew 16 and 23. But Jesus turned and said to Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men. See, beloved, we have to keep God on our minds. We have to keep his will on our minds, his joy on our mind, his purposes on our mind. What's the desire? What is God's heart's desire? Why? Because we're kingdom citizens. Left here on earth with a work to do. Glory be to God. So we don't want to be like the world. He says, separate yourself from the world. Come out from among them. We don't think, we no longer think like the world. We no longer walk like the world. We're separate from the world. Glory be to God because of our condition in Christ.
Philippians 3 and 19 says, their end is destruction, their God is their belly, and their glory is in their shame. Their minds are set on earthly things. He's talking about the unbelievers. He's talking about those who are not living in heavenly places. They're thinking on earthly things. Well, beloved, as born-again believers, we can't think like the world thinks. We can't think on earthly things if you're a resident of heaven, if you're already seated in heaven, if heaven is your environment, if heaven is your home, then why are we thinking on earthly things when the Bible tells us to seek those things which are of heaven? Let's mind our own business. Let's be about our Father's business. This is why he tells us in Philippians 3 and 20, he says, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, seek those things that are above. Set your affections on God. Love not the world. Love not the world. Don't love the things that's of the world. You can't put your affections there. Why? Because you're a kingdom citizen. Glory be to God. And so he tells us in Colossians 3 and 5, in that same book of Colossians, he says, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. He said, why are you following the trends of the world? Why are you going and following the dictates of your flesh, your carnal flesh? Why? You don't have to. Because greater is he that lives within you than he that lives in the world. You don't have to. You just made a decision to. We represent the king and his kingdom. When your children go out into the world, your children are representing you. They represent your family. They represent your training. They represent you. Well, so it is as we represent our Father. We cannot live any way we want to live and think it's okay because somebody said it's okay, live how you want to live. You still going to heaven when you die. Come on, let's set the record straight. Matthew 6 and 19 says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. Why? Why you have more importance on getting rich than you have on getting rich in the Lord's favor and the Lord's word? Why you have more emphasis on becoming popular in the world instead of humbling yourself before God? Why are you putting more emphasis on what you can build up in the worldly realm as opposed to what you can build up in the spiritual realm? Why are you focused more on the temporary than you are in the permanent? Why? And so, beloved, the Bible tells us, glory be to God, amen, because of our position in Christ. Ha, glory be to God. See, because of how our position in Christ, and then when we get it right, when we begin to crucify the flesh, mortify the flesh, deny the flesh, walk in the spirit, glory be to God, God said, I got something for you. Oh, God always rewards obedience. Matter of fact, beloved, the truth of the matter is any person who's not walking in obedience can't really say they're saved. It's a contradiction. You can't live in disobedience and be saved. But look at the promise of God here. God said, you're going to live from the top. You're going to live from the top. Not only are you in the top in the spiritual realm, God said, I'm going to make you I'm going to place you in the top in the earthly realm. Because promotion doesn't come from the south, the east, or the west. Promotion comes from the Lord. And the blessings of the Lord make it rich, and he has no sorrow to it. Deuteronomy 28 and 13 says this, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. and thou shalt hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. Let me read that again. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. Thou shalt be above only and not beneath, if thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. God said, you're going to live from the top. Oh, it's something about living from the top. Beloved, let me tell you something. You can step out your house and walk around the neighborhood and, you know, and look at the pretty houses and look at all the establishments, the businesses, the schools. And it's nice. It's nice. We move from city to city and like to go on vacation and day trips, and you go to places you've never seen, and you bring out your camera and you take pictures so you can have good memories of the beautiful sights. That's beautiful, looking at it from that level. But you have never seen a city unless you look at it from the top, unless you sit in an airplane. Unless you're sitting in a helicopter. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory be to God. Unless you live in the penthouse. Glory be to God. Or on the high floor. You looking down at the city from the 30th floor. But let me tell you something. You talking about a pretty view? You talking about a pretty view? Amen. When you looking at the situation from the top, instead of looking at the situation from the bottom, well, let me tell you, I come with some good news on this morning that God said you're going to live from the top. Glory be to God, you're going to get the big view. You're going to get the pretty view. Why? God says, my ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. He didn't say you couldn't have it. Hallelujah. But he said you got to walk in obedience to get it. And God said, you're already elevated positionally, now conditionally, I want to bump you up. I want to bump you up. Amen. Trial after trial, season after season. Come on, somebody. Condition after circumstance after circumstance. Don't be weary in well-doing. glory be. In due season, you going to reap. Now, don't get weary. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God said, amen. Hallelujah. Because you trust in me. Come on now. He said, because you honor me. And glory be to God. He tells us, glory be to God, as I wind it down this morning, amen. He tells us in Psalms, amen, 91. Amen. Glory be to God. I believe around the 14th verse. Amen. Glory be to God. He says this, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. Now check this out. See, you're going through some stuff right now, but don't compromise. You're being tested right now, but don't throw in the towel. Don't quit. Because he says here in verse number 14, I will set him on high. Because he had known my name. Come on, somebody. God says, you're going to live from the top. And he said, I'm the one going to take you there. He said, I'm going to set you on high. Yeah, you're going through a little something right now. Glory be to God. But don't quit. Keep on pressing. Brother Joel said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Say, keep on pressing. Oh, glory. Sometimes up, sometimes down, sometimes level to the ground. But I said, I won't quit. I won't turn back. No turning back. Why? Because I'm going to live from the top. Yeah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory the head and not the tail, the lender and not the borrower. I represent God. Said he's going to take you into large places. Come on, somebody. Every step you take, every trial you pass, amen, is taking you closer, amen, to that large place. God is not a man and God is not a liar. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He says, I want you to live conditionally, just like you're living positionally. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The process of sanctification. Hallelujah. Keep going. Keep going. It's a narrow way. It's a narrow way. There ain't going to be a whole lot of people on that way. He says, few there be thereby. It won't be crowded. You're going to have plenty of breathing room. You're not going to need your COVID mask because there ain't going to be that many people on that avenue. But nevertheless, keep on walking. Keep on walking. I said, there's a highway to heaven. Yeah, none can walk up there but the pure in heart. There's a highway to heaven, none but Jesus Christ is Lord. Come on now. Come on. And then he winds it up, amen, as we go back to Ephesians 2, amen, hallelujah, and verses 7, he says that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Are you tired of living at the bottom of the food chain? Are you tired, amen, of running in and out the hospitals? Are you tired of taking all that medication? Huh? Are you tired of the mental slavery, the spiritual slavery, the bondage? Are you tired of living like that? I'm talking to the believers right now. Huh? Are you tired of living like that when God promises you so much more? He said you can have what you ask for. You have not because you ask not. You see, ask and ye shall ask and ye shall have, seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be open. Huh? Glory be, that's beloved, your conditional, amen, lifestyle, amen, have to exemplify the will of God and the word of God in your life. Come on, he's here to help you. He will help you. He will help you. He will help you. Hallelujah. Surrender to God. Humble yourself before him. Draw nigh to God, and God will draw nigh to you. You take the next step is on you. You take the next step. Glory be to God. God going to meet you there. Glory be to God. What type of God would he be if he could save us from our sins and not save us from our habits? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He loves you just the way you are, but he loves you too much to keep you there. Huh. Come on, somebody. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Huh. Come on and let your conditional lifestyle line up with your positional lifestyle, huh, and live life from the top. When you're walking in that type of obedience, amen, the earth is yours. Huh. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He don't care what you want. He'll give it to you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because he already knows where your heart is. He already knows that he can trust you. Glory be to God. He already knows that you're seeking first the kingdom. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Living from the top. Will you make a decision to do that on today? If you have never, ever, ever, ever received Jesus Christ in your heart as Lord and Savior, well, I've got some good news on today. Hallelujah. If you will believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, the Lord Jesus, he said that ye shall be saved. God's going to save you the moment. Hallelujah. The words agree with your heart, meaning that you got to mean it. You got to mean what you say. If you mean what you say, got to do it. Are you ready? Are you ready? Amen. Just ask God to forgive you. Hallelujah. That's all you got to do, beloved. It's no script. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just ask God to forgive you. Just repeat after me in a simple prayer. Simple prayer, less than 1 minute. Glory be to God. Just repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I need you. I thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I admit I am a sinner and I need salvation. I receive you right now, Father. I believe on your son and the sacrifice that you made for me to forgive me of my sins and to take me to heaven when I die and make me the kind of person that you want me to be. God, help me to pursue you in my life from this point on until I see you face to face. In Jesus' name, amen. Ha! In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, if you just repeated that prayer, guess what? You have positionally been risen with Christ in God. You are saved. Glory be to God, untouchable. Glory be to God, eternally secure. If you just repeated that prayer and the angels in heaven are rejoicing and we are rejoicing too, and we want you to reach out to us here at the lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. is our website. Reach out to us. Let us know you gave your life to Christ. We want to pray with you, pray for you. We want to send you out some materials to help you to grow in your full salvation. Your positional condition has been secured. Now, your conditional position. That's why you need the fivefold ministry. That's why you need a pastor. That's why you need somebody teaching and preaching to you the word of God. Well, you come to the right place right here. You come to the right place. It's no easier here than a virtual ministry. Glory be to God. There's no place easier than this. Glory be to God. You can get the word. Hallelujah. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. That means now you're teachable and you're coachable, because now you have to grow. You have to work out your soul salvation. Amen. That process of sanctification, that conditional positioning. See, you need both. And so we're here. We're here. Reach out to us. Amen. Send us an email with lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Let us know. Amen. Meet us at this same station here. We're here 7 days a week feeding you the word of God. Amen. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You ready to live from the top? Where it's a glorious place to be. God does it. Let me tell you something. Conditionally, he don't take you from zero all the way up to the top. Amen. Most of the times, all in one swoop. But he just bumped you up. He keep bumping you up. Just bumping you. That's the same way that flower grows. He move you from the fourth floor to the fifth floor to the sixth floor to the seventh floor. Amen. It's a beautiful journey. It's a beautiful journey when you're living from the top. The only way for you to see things from the top is to get there. And you can't get there until you're ready. And we thank God that you are ready today. Amen. And amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. We want you to know, amen, that we have early morning services 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. live on blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. We also have an altar of prayer. We will pray with you, pray for you. Maybe you just want to be around some people that know how to pray and get a prayer through. Glory be to God. We call it the power line. Why? Because God is there and he answers prayers. We meet 2 times a day, amen, at 12 o'clock noon and then at 9 p.m. We have our Wednesday night virtual ministries, amen. We have our Bible study, amen, on Wednesday nights. And we also have our entrepreneur spotlight, amen. Glory be to God, where we are putting the spotlight on God's people, glory be to God, who are making a difference in the marketplace. Glory be to God. We also have our Bible University, amen, preparing for that launch, amen. So we have so much going on here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, amen. Visit our website, check us out, amen, and spread the news. And we bless be the name of the Lord. While you're at our website, glory be to God, amen. Glory be to God. We ask that you would consider sowing a seed into the soil of this rich ministry. Amen. Into the word. You're sowing into the word. You're sowing into God's promises, and his promises fadeth not. Amen. So you can sow right there at our website. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461 in Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. 19038. And our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. Word Jesus. Amen and amen. So we bless the Lord, everybody. Have a wonderful day, beautiful day, glorious day, magnificent day. Living from the top. Amen. That's where God wants you to be. Amen. Glory be to God. Why? Because he said, if I be lifted up above the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. It's the greatest testimony. You're more effective. Your testimony is more effective from the top. Amen. That's the highest place. People, hallelujah, will hear you, listen to you, amen, and respect you. Amen, hallelujah, because your life is your story. Father God, we say thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer now by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree. Amen. As Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled in Jesus Christ. He is the King of kings and he is the Lord of lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Blessings to you, and to you too. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia, amen, signing out. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Love you.